Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff taking great pride in providing you and guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Check them out online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. The farm is offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. You can check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Give them a call at 630-420-2223. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. This is your host, Dolly McCarthy, and you just heard my buddy Joe Diffie talking there. Joe is no longer with us. Joe Diffie, one of my favorite country artists, had been stricken with COVID-19 and unfortunately passed away due to complications of COVID-19, and we want to wish his family our deepest sympathies and express our sadness at the loss of country legend Joe Diffie. You may remember when I first met Joe, we were at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest. Oh gosh, this is back in 2014, I think it was. And immediately, it was one of my first live country interviews. You know, I've been used to doing, you know, interviews on this show for 7 years now. And I was about a year or so into the show, and I had just started doing live interviews in person with the artists, and I had never met Joe Diffie, but I was always a big fan. And it was just such a wonderful time. The best parts of it were not even recorded. He was just such a generous soul, and very giving in the interview, and just very polite and kind and fun. We had so much fun. We'll always have that. And then I saw him again the following year, and he's been on the show a couple of times since. Not in the recently. And the sad thing about this all is I had originally planned to talk to Joe Diffie and David Lee Murphy. They were just in town in the Chicagoland area. I think it was the Rialto. And I had a conflict, so I was not able to have that time with them again. David Lee Murphy, another one of my favorite country artists. And anyway, so I just wanted to let you all know Joe's been a part of this show since that time, giving me some voiceovers that I've played, fun things like this one again.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Joe. But thanks for the memories, and thanks for all those great songs. And rest in peace, my friend. COVID-19 is here, and we are all still sheltering in place here. much of the world is anyway. And I am here in Park Ridge outside of Chicago, and it's the same thing here as most places of the world. We're sheltering in place. It's been a little over 2 weeks now, the social distancing. And now we are told another month of this, of sheltering in place. And I'm just hopeful, but I'm wondering, though, in the back of my mind, is that enough? Are they going to give us some more weeks? Are we going to go into May? And then ultimately, how is this going to affect? How does our summer look? How is this going to look? The numbers of people that have been stricken with this and have even passed. What scares me, and I hate to bring this up because we don't want to be scaring. We keep scaring people, and I don't want to be fearful. I've gotten over that fear, the fear being fearless years ago. But, you know, this is something that we've never seen before. It's an unprecedented pandemic, too. We've never seen this. And so, you know, it just makes a lot of us full of anxiety and worry. And we have, a lot of us have children at home. And so I would just encourage you through that to reach out to a professional and take some time. I know that that they are taking phone calls. There's hotlines. There's, I unfortunately don't have them already at my fingertips at the moment, but, you know, Google. There's help out there, people. So, and the anxiety is high. And when we have anxiety in homes, unfortunately, caretakers, parents take it out on their children or their spouses. Domestic violence rates are going up, child abuse as well. We know that because the calls have been cut in half. So there's a lot going on behind closed doors that we are not aware of it. But we are aware that everybody is in the same boat and struggling. And if you've already had problems before this, this has just really created havoc in you, on you and your family. And we encourage you to seek out help. And if you sense anyone in this situation, to encourage them to get help. There are hotlines to call, and there are professionals in every area of the world to help you. So with that being said, I want to talk about some positive things. We did have a very successful bear hunt in our community. I know a lot of communities across America and the world are doing things. In Wisconsin, they're howling every night at 8 o'clock. To show solidarity and to have some sort of social touching without touching, to help people that are struggling with social distancing. You know, I only see my children, but I know friends of mine who don't have children and were single and they're by themselves in their apartments. You know, it really helps is those Zoom calls. Yes. we had a really wonderful turnout for Unite with Light here on the Northwest side. Many families put out candles, lanterns, luminaries in support of those on the front lines of this pandemic, those nurses, those doctors, firefighters, police, and medical staff, and even people in hospitals, in offices, handling all kinds of other things related to it. But our thoughts and prayers are with those on the front line fighting the good fight for all of us, so that if, God help us, if any of our loved ones get sick, that there will be enough support and help. So we want to give them, we gave them a night, we honored them. We want to give them every night, of course, but on Wednesdays here in Park Ridge, led by my magazine, Park Ridge Living, we're going to Unite with Light on Wednesdays until the shelter in place has been lifted. So if you want to participate and you're in other parts of the country, the world, I know we got people in China that listen to this. 1% of my listenership comes from China. Isn't this crazy? I guess they're curious about how the Midwest lives. But, you know, on Wednesdays, if you want to put out a candle, and we can do this together to show our nurses, my sister-in-law is a nurse, my brother's a nurse. I have very close friends that are in the medical world, and I have a really good friend who's a nurse, and it's scary. I'm scared to go to the grocery store. I can't imagine walking into a facility every day, even though you're in protective gear. There's still that worry there. We don't want to be talking about fear and worry, but that's a reality. But we have solutions, and don't go it alone. Okay, I want to make a quick announcement about the Park Ridge Newcomers Club. Their Labor of Love Gala has been canceled. That was originally scheduled for May 9th, and so now it's a virtual fundraiser. So I want to encourage you all to please support these two young girls that are had lost their mother last Christmas suddenly. The one daughter girl is over 21, so she's able to take care of her younger sister, but they're still young people. And we know when you're 21, 22, 23, you still need support and help. And here are the communities rallying behind these girls. So because we can't have a night for them, please join the group of determined group of fairy godparents and help support the Labor of Love this year by going to parkridgenewcomersclub.org/laborofloveAnd there you can make a donation. We appreciate that. Okay. I'm really glad to have on the show my first guest we're having back on the show is a non-for-profit. You know, with everything that's going on, how is this affecting our non-for-profit world? And as you know, on this show, we always have guests. We try to have good news and good laughs, but the reality is we got to take care of each other, and we've got a lot of important business, and we want to check in with non-for-profits and how they are doing. And today, they've been on the show before. Turning Point Autism Foundation has been on the show before, but I'm not quite sure if Carrie Provenzal has been on the show. Carrie, are you there? She's the executive director at Turning Point.
Hi, Dolly. Yes, I was on last year in April. Thanks for having
me. Oh,
my
goodness. It's been a while. I was trying to find. Oh, Carrie, yes, I remember now. Your voice just comes back to me. How are you?
We're good. We're holding on, just like all of you. Thanks so much for checking in with us on this World Autism Day. It's usually an important day where we like to honor all of our friends on the spectrum, and we're just having to come up with new creative ways to carry out that mission right now.
Is today the actual day? I thought it was the entire month.
Yep. Awareness month is April, and today the second is World Autism Day.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is good timing then.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Forgive me. It's great to have you back on the show. I like to check in with you guys at least once a year. Tell us a little bit about the Turning Point Autism Foundation and how, because there are a lot of people that, you know, tuning in that don't know what you guys do. And so let's just give a little recap of what you guys do. You've been in Naperville for over 20, is it about 20 years now, you think? Has it been?
It's 12. Started.
12 years.
And we currently.
You know you're getting old when you think 12 years is 20. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
True. And we have a number of programs serving individuals who are on the autism spectrum. We have a therapeutic day school for younger individuals from 9 to 22. And those students come to us from their home school districts all around the Chicagoland area. And they come to us for school every day, typically. And they get their academics, and they also get all of their therapies at Turning Point. That's their speech therapy, occupational therapy, and we do a lot of behavior therapy for all of those students. We also have programs for them. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, we had a little delay. Hey, so I know we're going to get into more of your programs, but, you know, the really pressing question here is you have school every day, and schools are now in that e-learning. How has that affected your students when they really, really, really need those hands-on experience? Help there.
Right. So our school actually did not return. We closed the evening of Thursday the 12th. So our students didn't come back 2 days. Our leave, if you will, started 2 days ahead of the statewide mandate. And the reason we did that is because so many of our students also have dual diagnosis that makes them medically fragile. And so we talk about right now, everybody's staying home to protect the vulnerable. Well, that is our population. and they are vulnerable. So we right away moved into getting families resources and online guides to our curriculum. Some families and some students more than others can access those supports remotely. And we have a couple families that are really struggling to do that because our students, those students don't learn that way or can't adapt to that type of learning. And primarily most of our students are just really missing routine, like many of us, and missing their friends and missing the chance to learn and be at Turning Point as much as we're missing them.
Are there any challenges that you're facing right now? What are some of those challenges that you're facing keeping these students on track and giving them some connections, even though we're social distancing? Are you using Zoom calls and phone calls?
So we're on spring break this week, and we are trying to take a break right now. But in the meantime, we did start Zoom. When we come back April, now that there's 30 more days of this, we are looking at using Google Classrooms. So the teachers and clinicians are going to be speaking to students through that. We're hoping that will help some of our guys just connect directly face-to-face, at least over the computers. Will help them connect to their supports. And we're also planning on delivering some different sensory kits to our students' homes over the next couple weeks, just while we continue to wait this out.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's and how are you with, you know, those kits? How are you assembling those kits and delivering those kits? Do you have to use the same guidelines as a food delivery where you got the masks on and the gloves and all that?
Yes, we're doing everything to those standards, and it's not without its challenges. Excited to bring a little bit of Turning Point into our families' homes in the meantime because our students do need that.
Right, absolutely. So let's go back to some of the other services that you offer in the meantime. Hopefully this shelter in place, the president says until April 30th, we're hoping it doesn't go beyond that. But that, do you break in the summer months?
So most of our programs are, we call year-round. There's some breaks at the beginning and end of summer. But most of our students really need year-round. They need that summer session to prevent any regression of their skills and just keep, again, routine. So we're looking at how we'll adapt our calendar to make up some of this time and support families as best we can once we do reopen. So it's extremely fluid right now what the calendar is going to look like this year. But most of our students did expect to be in school this summer. It's just those dates might be changing.
Right, right. How has the support been in the community beyond that, beyond even Naperville? Because now you're not just serving Naperville, you're serving an entire area, region, and people come. What's the farthest that a student travels?
Yeah, it's about an hour by bus. We try not to have students be bused from further than that. So about an hour around Naperville is where all of our families come from, our students, and the support's been incredible. Our families are just remarkable human beings. They've been so patient and so flexible and really communicating their needs. So we're learning from them what more we can do every day. And the community at large has been great. An event that we're postponing right now, and it's amazing to see all these sponsors who had said they would sponsor it. They're still sending their checks in, even though the event is tentatively postponed. And it's always like fills you back up when you're feeling scared or overwhelmed. It's like, look how good people are being right now. It's pretty incredible.
Oh, that's really great to hear. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. More than ever, as we are approaching that recession as well, we know that it's going to hit our most vulnerable the hardest, our non-for-profit world. So we hope that that you can continue on with the good works that you're doing there and the impact that you've made. Turning Point, wow. If you don't know about Turning Point, check them out because they are an incredible foundation based in Naperville. In fact, you guys were just, I was able to sneak in your little party over at the auto show.
Oh, this year too.
I didn't see you. No, but I know you were one of 21 charities honored at the auto show. So I'm so glad to see that you guys are still a part of that and a beneficiary of that. And, you know, now more than ever, we need to continue the support for those that are, like you said, you know, protecting our vulnerable. And these are our students that have autism and they need these therapies and these programs. And this is tricky and challenging. I really give you guys so much credit for what you're doing. It's not easy.
Oh, thanks. Well, I would love to have your listeners, much like I know people love the shamrock hunts and the teddy bear hunts, and now they're going to do Easter egg hunts. You know, this is the month to wear blue and light up your home blue and post those pictures, because that's showing that you are a household and a family aware of our friends with autism and our families impacted by autism. And that kind of support right now, it's like a little ray of hope going out into the world. So we would love to see your listeners do that and participate in that all of April.
Yeah,
anything you want.
I love it.
Light it up. Mm-hmm. And it's just a way to show our families and certainly our team that you guys are all, you know, so good to care about what we're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what can we do if we don't have a blue light? What should we do?
Yeah, cut out a blue or have your kids make a blue light bulb and stick that in your window. You can wear anything blue, and there's a number of filters on all the different apps that you can change your profile picture and share your pictures. People that are wearing blue, if they want, they can tag Turning Point on Facebook. Just to show our community that you guys are lighting it up blue for us.
That is fantastic. We will do that, Carrie. Thank you so much for your time coming back on the show again. Carrie Provenzale, she is the Executive Director of Turning Point Autism Foundation. Carrie, what's the website that people could go to as well and learn more about it and make a donation or get involved?
That would be great. It's turningpointautismfoundation.org. And Turning Point is POINTE on the end. So check us out. You know, once we're all able to congregate again, we have a volunteer Saturday every month, and folks can sign up for helping us out that way. And there's lots of ways you can give and get involved online.
Great. Well, we hope you guys are back in session soon. You do great things.
Thanks.
There. Continue
That's
the good
great.
Things. You're doing.
Thanks,
Carrie.
Thank you so much.
So much.
Good news, good cast, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
April Autism Awareness Month. Please wear your blue. Let's support Turning Point Autism Foundation as well. You know, we had a long winter, right? And here in Chicago, it is so wonderful when baseball comes back into town. I have to do a little shout out to my Cubbies. We missed their home opener. Home opener for the Cubs was canceled last week. The Sox home opener canceled. I just got word the Kentucky Derby party, not the Kentucky Derby itself. I don't know. I don't make announcements about that, but I'm sure that's coming too. But the Kentucky Derby party, the big one that they have at North Fork Farm, a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, has been canceled. That's for early May. Then we now get word yesterday that the Memorial Day parade in Park Ridge so far, I don't know if you guys have heard anything in your towns, but that's been canceled. So everything's been canceled. All these things canceled. Well, you know what's not canceled? You know what's not canceled, folks? Laundry. That's not canceled. Come on now. And on that note, my next guest, Ed Zamora, he is the manager over at Caliber Home Loans in Schaumburg. He's a funny guy. I know you'd laugh at that. He probably laughed when he heard me say that. Ed, are you there? Are you laughing with me yet? Ed, are you here? Are you there? Ed Zamora? I can't hear you, Ed. Uh-oh, I think I lost him.
No, it's Dr. Ed, Ingram. About.
Hello? Who's this?
It's just, they put down Ingram for talking about COVID-19, but I don't know if this is right because you're talking to, you're wanting to talk to somebody else.
You know what?
So,
that's okay. You know what? That's okay. He's not on the line yet. So, and it's, I'm glad that you called, Doctor. We talked to you last week, right? Or 2 weeks ago?
It seems like it, yeah.
About COVID-19? Well, let's, you know what, since you're on the line, if you don't mind, let's talk about this. Let's talk about where we're at right now in our world with COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting situation that we're talking because we have I have actually written about how certain natural medicines were used in a study about 2003. They proved to be extremely effective against viruses, but it doesn't seem to be receiving much media press.
Let's talk about that. I've heard about this from Dr. Oz. I mean, the video was floating around about Dr. Oz saying there's things that are that preliminary findings are working. So what is working that we know?
Well, what's working is, and we have doctors in the field using it, what's working is the wild, believe it or not, something natural extract is wild oregano oil, which is a germicide, and it's a virucide. And so I have some physicians in New York and Pennsylvania who are using this and clinically treating people and getting spectacular results. In fact, they've recorded dozens of clinical cases of people either with a diagnosis or with the presumed diagnosis that the natural medicine is actually coming in. Now, quinine, the chloroquinine, is the original form is quinine bark. So actually medicine is already recognizing the value of a sort of non-drug approach. But it's not
okay,
so effective.
Quinine, what is that?
Well, that's
the
bark, you know, that used to be used for malaria, and so they're talking about using this drug called chloroquinine. You probably heard that, or hydroxychloroquinine. So already medicine is looking at this, already using it in the hospitals. I'm saying that why don't we take it to the next step and do something that's been studied. Now, we did a study in antiviral research in 2003, and it was an in vitro trial, but it was still good, where 5 million coronaviruses per centimeter of blood were infected into chicken embryonic cells. So the cells were intracellularly infected. That's like a human situation. And the oregano oil that we used, which was the P73, mark that down because that's wild and that's going to be effective. I don't know about farm-raised now, but this P73 oregano oil obliterated all the viruses, pretty much all viruses in 2 minutes, about 99.9% kill. By 20 minutes, they were all dead. And then we tried another product, which is made from cinnamon.
What virus
are you
talking about?
It was the human corona SARS virus. It's
okay.
Nobody's going to test COVID. It's like a biological weapon. You can't get a vial of that. I mean, why would you want to? But they're the same, basically.
Before I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to just, I didn't give you an introduction because you had called into the show and I thought you were someone that you're not, obviously. We did talk about turmeric at one time, right? Tell me.
We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of the spice guy. I've published 30 books on spice medicines and so I have a big
expertise. Let's give people your website. Let's give them your information right now.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pretty non-commercial website. It's called Cassingram.com, and I've got several articles up there about the medicinal properties of natural medicines. So that's kind of my area, and I'm recommending that we look into this because we have a pandemic. We don't have any real drugs for it. I have people in hospitals, doctors, clinics that are using this because there's nothing else to use, and so you're listening. Yeah, you know, listeners should know about it and go to my website and at least study what we've got there. And it's pretty compelling. And this is something that the FDA, the Natural Institutes of Health, everybody should be looking at. And FDA has tested oregano oil, by the way, before and got universally good results and said we should turn it into a drug. So now cinnamon oil is antiviral. See, so not just one thing. Bay leaf oil has these properties. Why aren't we looking at these things? And and if they're effective, we should. I'm actually talking to some investigators to do a clinical trial on 20 humans, and so that we can see what happens if we get a positive result, let the world know that there's an optional type of thing you could use instead of doing nothing but quarantining people and running out of masks,
running out of respirators. Well,
yeah.
Okay. So we should be doing something, but we definitely should be staying in place. Do you disagree with that?
Right. That's one thing. Is the social, the staying in place is one thing, but it's gotten out of control. You know, hospitals are having challenges. The doctors' clinics don't want to see the patient. You know that's going on. They don't want you there. They send you to the emergency room. Emergency rooms are overloaded. Let's look for something that a patient could take. Now, look, I'm not trying to make claims. I'm trying to investigate this. I've had a dozen people with this illness, with diagnosis or presumed diagnosis. They took my advice, and none of them died. It's not going to hurt anybody. Actually, that's why we have to look at it, because they did well.
I just want to be clear. They've been diagnosed with COVID-19 or the coronavirus?
Diagnosis or presumed diagnosis, both. Diagnosed with, because sometimes the nasal swab or the pharyngeal swab doesn't show it. It could be the pathogen. Coronaviruses are unique. They love the gut. The germ could be in your body, in the intestines, but you may not find it in the throat at that moment. So it's just, you can't always diagnose it hardcore with a swab. But people
and there's
who have
two
the
types
symptoms,
of, right? There's two
What's
types
that?
Of the coronavirus. Is there two types of coronavirus?
Well, there's about 30 types of coronaviruses, but this virus is acting like a swine kind of a virus, and we don't know for sure that it's not out of the swine in China. They had a real problem with deaths of pigs this same year, this last year. They lost 350 million pigs due to coronavirus. Did you not know that? And so, you know, these swine flus are notoriously infective into the intestines. They love living there. And many of these people start with diarrhea, by the way. So nobody's talking about these issues. If it's if it's an animal virus from swine and people are infected in their guts, then it's not good to give prednisone. It's not good to give Tylenol. It's not good to give these drugs. We've got to find something else. That's why they were looking at this chloroquinine that we can test on 100 cases. We need to find something. That's the bottom line. Or we will have the prediction of 250,000 deaths if we do nothing or some facsimile of it. Yeah, no, that's where we're at.
They are doing something, right? But this is what I've been reading and hearing is that we're a year away from finding the vaccine for this or something that would be able to
Well, vaccines are difficult with vaccines. Yes, there's an attempt to make them. Vaccines are difficult with this coronavirus. There's never been a good vaccine for cold. Cold is coronavirus. There has never actually been one produced for humans. So this would be a first. And it's just, you know, a year off, 2 years, that type of an attitude. But this is not a year off thing. It's time to try to do something. Now, maybe some people are talking about IV vitamin C. I don't think that would be effective. We need something that's antiviral. Now, you might say, let me take 20 people. They're sick anyway. They're quarantined. And let's give them garlic juice. I don't care what it is. We need some tests done on humans. That's what I'm proposing to see what would work. What would cause people to go into a remission? What would cause them not to be forced to go to a hospital, get intubated, to get on drugs that are not being effective right now? It's, you know, like that nursing home in Seattle. Like there's a nursing home and 10, 15 people die in a day or something. This is unfathomable for modern times. But that's what's happening. That's what happened in Italy. One after the other, people dying. Serious stuff.
So who's at fault for this? Who should be responsible in creating these tests on these other alternative?
But government's at fault because the governments are tied hand in hand to pharmaceutical cartels, and so there's an anti-attitude to testing any of these nutraceuticals that could either support their health. Look, and you know what they're doing in the Philippines? You might think this is remote. They're testing coconut oil. It's a business in the Philippines. Coconut oil has a substance that dissolves viruses. That's why viruses can't grow in a coconut, of all things. But at least they're testing it. Now, we may not say it works, but we'll know better once the government of Philippines conducts this clinical trial. Everybody's advanced. France is doing some clinical trials. We're doing nothing. And we have the worst pandemic right now. So all I'm proposing through your blog is we should start looking at...
Yeah, we definitely are in agreement there. We have the worst pandemic ever on like anything we've ever witnessed or seen before in anybody's lifetime or even the generation.
Yeah, it
before.
Is. And let me tell you what we know. I'll tell you what we know for sure. In the study I did, and you can look it up, it's trending online, and it was in Holistic Primary Care that wrote up the study. In that study, we found 5 different natural medicines that were antiviral. They should be tested. The study is compelling. Within 20 minutes, all the viruses were destroyed. And this was inside of a living model. It wasn't animals. It was cell culture. Also, it so happens that the cytokine storm that kills people, you know, they get that storm and their lungs fill with fluid and they get fibrosis. It just so happens that there are substances that shut that down. One is black seed. The second one's cumin. Who would ever thought? Cinnamon does. Sage does this. Oregano does it the best. No, I don't want to create a run on oregano at the supermarket, but I'm discussing this at least. Somebody's discussing it. And so there's enough information to say, well, there's more information with this than there is with the aquarium drug. Why don't we look at it? That's what we're
saying. So for people that are listening, these are not doctors and nurses and government officials. These are people, everyday people. They're listening to you, and I know we've had you on the show before. We've talked about your book. I already sang your praises about turmeric and all that. Let's talk about with this COVID-19. What can we do while we wait at home and take our chances going to the grocery store every now and then?
How about if I tell you what I do since
doing?
I go to stores, I work around 100 people, and I'm not paying any attention. Here's what I do. I actually take this oil of oregano in capsule form and by drops. I take the, there's a spray that's oregano bay leaf. I got it right here. Listen. I'm spraying my face.
Okay.
And that's called oregano spray, if you want to know. But I use the spray, and I take the oregano oil. I mean, you know, I increase my cinnamon because we have data on cinnamon. You can buy cinnamon. I take a teaspoon or so of that a day. I take my citrus. I eat 3-4 citrus a day when I can. You know, you need that sort of natural vitamin C. So, I mean, this is what I'm doing.
So these are things you can do to deflect, or put your immune system stronger for prevention.
Everybody that's doing, let me just tell you a little anecdote. I know we're talking to the public. I'm talking scientific. I'm sorry. But everybody that I put on this, none, and some of them are in New York, many of them are doctors and nurses, none of them got this virus at all. Here's another thing. The doctors' clinics who are giving it are calling me and saying they're getting great results and the people are not going into double pneumonia from spices, of all things. Then the Bible, and I'm not one to preach to you, I'm just going to tell you the history. It says that you should purge yourself with this hyssop. Well, it turns out that hyssop, that you'll be purified is the translation, turns out to be oregano in the mountains. There's no hyssop in the Bible. They mistranslated it. So maybe this is something that we should, if somebody listening, a professor or some government official could contact me, and I'm going to try to do a trial myself right here in Chicago. I'm working on that. I just got to get the funding. Where we take 20 people, either with COVID or presumption. You can have presumption. You know, you get sent home by the doctor, stay away, be on quarantine, and give them whatever it is. I think the protocol would be the oil of oregano and the spray. And And then let me just say what I'm using. I am not just using anything. I'm using something called Oreganol P73. That way you know what we've tested in the lab. And I would just put them on that and just watch it. We got to do something. If we don't do anything, we lose 250,000 people to this or more. That's where I'm at.
Okay, where do they get this oregano spray in this capsule?
You got to get it. You ladies are in the front line. You're in the studio and stuff. You got to go maybe to oreganol.com, see what they've got, because they're the maker. Oreganol, www.oreganol.com, or to a like health food store, and they should know about this. And I like the super strength. That's what I take. But whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the king. Rather than tell you 10 things, get some cinnamon, do this, eat some garlic and onions. These are all protective items. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, listen, we don't have much time left, but we want to wrap up. Dr. Cass, he's been on the show before, my friend.
Well, yeah, I know. And the book is called The Respiratory Solution, so that you know I've written about this before. You can look up my work on SARS and the respiratory solution, or a Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses. That's on CassIngram.com. That's a pretty non-commercial site. If you just want to study what I've said and to see if I know what I'm talking about, or if you're skeptical or whatever, go to CassIngram.com and look at the data. Look at the stuff. Look
Dr.
at the science.
Dr. CassIngram, The Wild Turmeric Cure, that was the book. I remember it now. It's
yes, that's it. That's what we did years ago. Now, why we're doing this today, I guess it's happenstance. We're talking.
Well, I'm glad we connected. My producer got some guests mixed up. I guess we're all mixed up and turned upside down with this COVID virus.
Yeah, we are mixed up. We are.
I
believe
apologize.
Me. I'm up at 3 in the morning working on this project. God knows. I want lives saved. I don't want to see people die senselessly. I definitely believe that we'll be able to show that we should be talking about these natural medicines to support people's health and get off the sugar, get off the alcohol, clean up your act, don't eat junk, stay away from pork flesh, which we're tracing the pork to the epidemic in China, which you would expect because of swine flu, and just pay attention to yourself, your hygiene. And if somebody's sick, tell them to go home if you're working. That's where it is.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Well, Dr. Cass Ingram with the Wild Turmeric Ride, and then what's
Wild
the other
Turmeric
book?
Cure, now called cure. The Golden Root Miracle. So the,
it's a ride.
Go to CassIngram.com and look and study. Don't
there
buy anything, okay? First look and study.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I apologize not knowing that you were on the show, but I'm glad it worked out.
It worked out good, ladies. You're doing good work, and we got the word out that something they can look at and study instead of being hopeless and lock yourself in a box. What could you do? And definitely get that spray and spray your house. That won't hurt anybody. Nobody's going to have a side effect to a oregano bay leaf spray. Okay,
yeah,
what's it called? I use a regular spray.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Spray
Dr.
yourself
Cass,
down.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Be well. Be safe. All right. Well, with all the time we have for the show, I want to thank my guests today, and I want to thank you for listening. And I leave you with my parting words, as I always do. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And I have to add, stay home. I'm not going to say what I've been seeing other people say, but stay home and stay healthy and safe. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to The Good Show. So long, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCartney.